things that went on at the Black Banana in Philly. Ooh, throw them back.
Banana?
The Black Banana. I don't know if anybody's read that already, but if you've been in Philly, if you were in Philly in the early 80s, you know about the Black Banana. Oh, yeah. All the way through the 90s, I think. Yeah, I think the Black Banana had maybe a 12 or 14-year run.
What happened at the Black Banana? You're going to bring it up, and you have to tell me.
Well, let's just say this. It was so dark in there that you got to be careful. You couldn't let go of your girlfriend's hand because you'd probably end up with someone different. Oh, yeah. Bathrooms. It was so dark. It was this row home. It felt like it was six stories, and it had one of those spiral staircases. You guys know this from Philly, from the older homes. You know, Philly's old, 1700s, they were built. Efforts Alley, one of my favorite streets in all of the world. Go check it out in Philadelphia, that Independence Mall area. It's beautiful. But some of these houses were built, like, straight up. You know, archways are smaller. They got the spiral. Well, the Black Banana was on the corner property, and it was wild. It was just so dark in there. And then some of the rooms, they would have like, this was like pre-computer days, right? But they'd be flashing. You know the old flash machines, the flash drive, where they flash a picture on the wall? I forget what that's called now. You
almost
know,
like a strobe light or something?
No, you know those little microfilm, like you had like a cartridge with all these little microfilms. And they would just do these kind of flash and kind of weird. And people were laying in the corner. Everybody was, not a lot of furniture. And a lot of people sort of on the ground. I'm not sure. I might have fractured an occasional law or two. I'm not sure what the laws were. We're going to talk about that because, well, I don't know. Should we keep talking about the Black Banana?